took that with my iPhone, which you're looking at behind me, and I've speeded this, and I did it in super slow, and I've speeded it up there. Well, you could just see it just jumped. I thought it didn't jump. I thought I got lucky with that, but I guess not. So right out there, you see the oil platform, and I say this, and people don't like it. People who are environmentally conscious, for some reason, don't like me saying this. I don't know why, but we have out there in Santa Barbara Channel that you're looking at, Marine Mammal Act protects our sea lions, the whales, seals, and we have oil platforms. And we've had success here, relative success, since 1969 when the Shell oil platform just blew tens of thousands of gallons of oil up in Santa Barbara. And that was the beginning, they say, of the environmental movement in California. This is just fucking destroyed. Wildlife there. Everybody's laughing at me. And there is over my, well, right there to the left, upper left is Anacapa. That's Santa Rosa, dead ahead to the right, I think. I can't figure out. I'm always fucking that up. Santa Rosa, San Miguel is way the hell out. It's almost like the Hawaiian Islands. We've got a string of islands, Channel Islands. I can't remember the damn names of them. Anacapa is this flat little island. That's, like I say, over my right shoulder to your left, behind the mic boom, which you can't see. It's all fucked up there. And that's an amazing place. That's got nothing but sea lions just covering it. And sea lions have this way of sitting on the rock or the sand, or the sand, with their chests out and they're sticking their nose up in the air. And that's basically saying, this is my turf, you know. The males, because this is where they're going to have their, what you call it, like lion, lions have a pride. The sea lions have their harem, you know, 3, 4, 5 chicks, bitches, and then they have their pups, and that becomes just a joyous explosion over there in Anacapa, and also right out the channel near my house. In the summertime is an explosion of just insanity, because it's like one big nursery over there with all these pups that have been born, and the mothers know the sound of their pup, because there's hundreds of mothers and all kinds of sea lion pups. They're going out and they're getting them food, and then they come back and they bark, and they wait for the bark of their pup, and they recognize which is which, who is who, and where's what, and what's up, you know. One of the things about sea lion puppies is they tend to get lost. And we're fortunate because there's nowhere they can really get lost over there on the channel where the CB Harbor is, because they either are on the rocks or they're in the water, but they can't go off reservation, so to speak. Some of these places, like near the highway, and sea lions are on four fins, unlike seals, which are just have... their two front fins. So the sea lions can get around. You know, they can walk a fair distance on land. And these sea lion puppies have been known to cross highways and and they get lost. And then you see the cops have got to round them up, and they're taken. Fortunately for us in California, we've got a couple of mammal rescue centers. One is the Aquarium of the Pacific. We got another one here in Santa Barbara. There's another one down in Laguna Beach. So they're great places. They're mammal rescue and rehabilitation centers. They're not motherfucking zoos. They're not aquariums. They're not SeaWorld. Okay. SeaWorld, and I know because I talked to the people at Aquarium of the Pacific, and they were very, very diplomatic when I asked them, this whole thing about, well, we partner with SeaWorld. Yeah, do you really? This was before the whole blackfish thing. Well, and when as soon as I got into the whole thing about, well, that's not natural habitat for mammals, marine mammals, and they just, well, they changed the subject because they knew that it wasn't. You can rehabilitate a marine mammal. You release them back into the wild. If you can't, then you keep them in as natural an environment as you can. And the sea lions they have at Aquarium of the Pacific, for instance, one of them is blind in one eye. His name is Harpo. Miller has passed on. Miller was in captivity almost all of his 30 years. He lived 30 years. Sea lions live longer in captivity than they do in the wild. That's a interesting little factoid. But poor Miller, when he was a puppy, he was down at SeaWorld and he was forced to do all kinds of shit, you know, jobs as a little performing sea lion. And then he finally came into the ever-loving embrace of the Aquarium of the Pacific, where the most they ask of any of the animals there is they feed them and exercise them, and you're invited as the public to watch that. Okay, so there's no, you know, bouncing balls or that shit. They just, they exercise them, they jump up and down, they show them symbols. Sea lions recognize symbols. They recognize what a symbol means and will react to it, will do what they've been told to do as the result of seeing this particular symbol. I'm not so sure that every mammal, intelligent mammal, is capable of that. I don't know if dolphins are. I think maybe monkeys are. I'm not sure. But testing. Oh, why do we have the fucking gate on? Testing. I heard a lot of noise in the show yesterday, Monday's show. I could hear, excuse me, the TriCaster. So I'm going to experiment with a little bit of gating today. And I think we've got just enough here to knock that down. Test, test, test. I had, Maria made something the other night. I didn't eat it because I don't eat swine. But God damn, it did look good. It was bacon-wrapped asparagus. Holy Christ. I'm going to tell you something. If I spend much more time over there, I'll kiss off 215, 210 pounds. It ain't going to happen. I can't do it, man. I can't do it, Barnes. I'm making really good progress. I hit 235. I can't break through. I hit 235 in fucking January. This is March. That's fucking bullshit. So, God damn it. This is March, April, May. 2 fucking months left before, you know, essentially the beginning of summer. Right? What is this? Early March? Well, 1, 2, 3, you know, 3 months, call it. I gotta get this weight off. I just gotta get this weight off. So I'm gonna have to forego some of these dinners. God damn, they're good. Larry Boa. Jesus, look at all these guys. 5-time Major League. I remember Larry Boa played for the Cubs. And then I remember when Larry Boa, I think, didn't he manage the Cubs? There's Steve Carlton. Look at all these guys that I remember playing when I was a kid. I remember them playing when I was a kid. That's Steve Carlton there with the Phillies. Where did he wind up, Steve Carlton? He was a hell of a pitcher. I mean, a hell of a pitcher. It's him striking out Ron Say. Harry Callis, the late, great Harry Callis, just passed on, I think, didn't he? Harry Callis, the former, there's Dallas Green, former Philly pitcher, and former Philly manager. Oh, I know Tony Segretto. I sat next to Tony on a plane to Milwaukee. I told you guys about when we went and saw the won the Dolphin team charter. There was Tony Segretto. We were all in the media section of the charter jet. Dolphins hauling all the Miami media with them, and me and Andy Kalb were two of them. And there was Tony Segretto sitting across the aisle. And I remember Neil Rogers' line. He said, "Tony Segretto, you are such a suspender snapping douchebag." Frank Robinson. Oh. Is that Crosley Field? Is Crosley Field Cincinnati? Now, who's that? Who the fuck was that pitcher? Is this Frank Robinson heading home, diving? And he went on to manage. He was one hell of a hitter, Frank Robinson. Great fucking ball player. As was, Rod Carew. These great hitters. But then Robinson became a good manager. Dusty Baker was a decent hitter. I'd say Dusty Baker was above average. Is that Candlestick before they put the outfield? There's Sandy Koufax. Holy shit. That was Koufax getting banged up at Dodger Stadium. That was the 66 series. Nice catch. Nice outfield wall, about 3 feet tall. Frank Robinson was accused of mocking Steve Howe. I don't know who Robinson was managing, but the Dodgers were playing him, and Robinson was the opposing manager. And Steve Howe, the Dodgers, had a major fucking coke problem. And Robinson did one of these, you know. And so Howe went, you know, "That's fucked up that he's making fun of my drug habit," or some shit like that. And they thought it was low class. And Robinson said, "I always go to my nose." It was one of those baseball terms. You know, you say, I always go to the right-handed, or I go to the rosin bag. I always go to my nose. You know, what do you mean you go to, "Here, I'm going to my nose"? He says, I always go to my nose. Well, I didn't mean anything by that. Robinson, what? I don't know. There's how Robinson's like, oh, I always go to my nose. I think Debbie Daly's is celebrating her 40th birthday, and she loves sea lions and loves, you know, animal conservation and animal rights and stuff. But
one time, I'd love to have the sea lion perform at my birthday.
You'd like to have the sea lions perform at your birthday?
Yeah, just one time. You know, they have the basketball of their autonomous, and they have the birthday Debbie Daly. And
Calliope music. Calliopes are whack, man. I mean, I don't know how many people remember calliopes, or, you know, they're such a circus-oriented, kind of a circus-oriented instrument.
I thought I would make this, this as a tribute to Dr. Borum.
Who?
I'm out here in my shop.
Dr. Borum?
Set up so you'll hear cars coming by. Uh-huh. But I thought I would do this as a tribute to Dr. Borum, who, to me, was one of the funniest people I'd ever met. And it was always...
I like how we only see your stomach and not your head.
In the medicine show and on stage at the little theater.
Right on.
So I'm going to kick this off the same way Dr. Borum would always kick off the medicine show.
It
was
love
kind
it.
Of like a circus song, and then go into songs dealing, you know, with the river, so to speak.
Drugs and...
All right.
What the fuck is that? This is a serious clappy, man. Shit. I'd love to hire this cat.
Thank you.
seeing my gal. Eyes are blue. Has anybody seen my gal? 5'2". Listen to that air that he's got running into that fucking thing. That's awesome. That's what I want. That dude is fucking great, isn't he? That guy's great. I love that cat. People are amazing. These are the people who keep these things alive. We kind of laugh at these guys. I think they're quirky, but if it wasn't for a cat like this, you know, we may not have the calliope, but then again, some people may say, and that's a good thing, you know. Wow. I don't think I have passion for something like that at all. You know, it's something that's sort of, I think that's a hobby. Wouldn't you say that's a hobby? Or maybe it's an avocation. Maybe that cat, you know, also sort of does that as a alternative career. There's that word. Coochie-coo, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Has anybody seen my gal? 5'2", eyes are blue. Oh, what that bitch will do, is it? I'm kidding. Hey, what the fuck, man? Why is it doing that, man? Hey, what is this shit, man? I already fucking goddamn played this miserable shit. You know? Need to play Keep On Fucking Running again, motherfuckers. Jesus cries. What? Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I ain't got no type. Bad bitches. All right. And we do this every night. I got sea lions here. Your filthy hole. I still love. God, there's Davey O'Brien. I worked at WSB Radio with David. Nice guy. He's on ESPN right now doing college basketball. I guess they're doing Santa Clara and Gonzaga. Has the tournament started? Has the, you know, March Madness bullshit started? Santa Clara and Gonzaga. But there's David. Now they're at the, where are they? Orleans Arena. West Coast Conference. Gonzaga is Washington State. Yes. And Santa Clara is Northern California. But who went to Santa Clara? Did Bill Russell go to Santa Clara? No, he didn't. He went to fucking Kansas or some shit, right? Who went to Kansas? I can't remember. I fucking don't remember. Will Chamberlain? Where'd he go? Kansas? Somebody went to Kansas. Dorothy? All right. God damn it. I swear to God, I'm changing some things in this motherfucking room. Who the fuck put that light there? I've been dealing with that for years, so.
Phil, do you want to get rid of the gum that's in your face?
Yeah, Mr. Andre, I don't think it's fair for you to be doing that.
There's the Chief Robert Parrish. Oh, wow, man. And Bill Laimbeer. Goddamn, Robert Parrish and Bill Laimbeer. Now that, there's a matchup. There's a matchup. And in that instance, I'm a Celtic fan. I don't know. I just am. I never liked Bill Laimbeer. I thought he was a dirty, fucking, lousy, rotten, stinking player. He's a nasty, dirty motherfucker. In other words, he was doing his job. I remember when the Lakers played the Pistons. We just hated his guts. Hated him worse than we hated the fucking dad. And I don't like the Celtics at all. Every fucking Celtic from those years, Danny Ainge, who we hated, Dennis Johnson, I hated that motherfucker and his clutch shooting and all that bullshit. I hated that goddamned Kevin McHale with his big, long fucking Frankenstein arms. And, of course, you hated Larry fucking Bird with that dumbass, geeky look on his face, sinking bucket after bucket from nine miles out, going, where the fuck did this guy, where did he get that kind of rant? Where did you learn to play hoops, man? Anyway, obviously, great admiration for them. And then the guys that came off the bench, big loudmouth cat, ML Carr, and I don't know who it was in those days, but we beat him on the parquet floor in 85. On the parquet floor. First time in history. First time Lakers were able to beat the Celtics in Boston. So you dug it, man. You dug it. You just dug it. All right.
Well, I mean, I think the demise right now, the L.A. Lakers is such that, it's pretty bad.
Testing. All right. I'm ready to go, man, if you are. You are? Okay.
I ain't got no type. Bad bitches. And we do this every night.
And then what I'm doing here is I'm doing this, okay. Here at Ted's, I want to stick my meat in. Oh, I'm sorry. Almost ready. Almost ready, almost ready, almost ready. Ted Bell, and then I need my restaurant. I want to put my meat in your mouth.
Ted's. A Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on, down.
Just trying to find my, I'll do Crowded Cafe. That's fine. That's good. I guess. All right. And then.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. All right, I got it, man. I got it going on, man. I got it going on, man. I got it going on. We got to be a little bit. What we got here, man? Yeah, baby. Ready? Not yet, motherfucker. Testing 1, 2.